You're listening to the Art of Play podcast. This podcast is about play, not just childhood play, all play. We are getting into different modes of play and how we can cultivate our personal culture of play as adults to make your human experience a little more playful and a lot more proactive. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Hope. Today, we're talking about hope. And hope is one of those sort of out there, everybody has their own personal definition, but it's pretty much like grounds for believing something good can happen. I'm here today to try and prove to you why today is the day we all become a more hopeful society. We all have the justification in to believe what we will, but I think that justifiably there is still things to be hopeful about, and there are so many ways we can exercise our hope on. So today we are going to just take a little dip in this idea. I want to remind you to just envision for a child for a moment. They innately have hope for better things. They have hope that the knight will slay the dragon, that the time in school will miraculously fly by or be canceled altogether, and even that their next trip to an amusement park, they will be tall enough for that ride. You and I both started life that way, and we are still that way if we allow ourselves that chance. So we just have to give ourselves that shot. Now, as I mentioned before, hope is subjective. So normally it just can't be defined in finite terms, right? We all think about it in a personal application, and it means something to everyone in a different, like something different. Hope is something that some people see as just a personality trait, and others feel hope is gained by experience in life. And then even more people who think you can just always choose to be hopeful. So I'm somewhere in the middle of all of that trifecta of basic definitions. And I think all of those definitions come from places that I relate to. I have had enough life experience to know that I personally gain hope from certain situations, but also that I hope for the best in most of those situations already, where hope is easily attainable to me. So I don't know if that's my personality type to be hopeful or not. Maybe I need to read some sort of star chart or something, but honestly, I believe that we are born with hopeful ideas about how this life is going to lead us through learning and into great things. So this rambly beginning is just going to lead us into a short episode about things that I find helpful in being hopeful. So it's like a Pollyanna game for hope. Do you guys know about Pollyanna? So just a small tangent here. I watched the Hayley Mills version of Pollyanna as a child. And just a couple weeks ago, I read it, the simplified book, to my kids. And I think it was like the first week of quarantine. And just a quick rundown, the term comes from a gratitude game where a little orphan girl plays with her dad, who is a minister, and he starts the game because she gets, in a missionary barrel, she gets a pair of crutches instead of a doll. And her father points out how they can be glad that they don't have to use the crutches. And from then on, she brings joy to others and spreads that joy by teaching them to find little ways that they can be glad in their own lives. And I think we can use that application with hope. So you just have to look for it sneaking into your life in little ways. I'm going to give you just three ways that I look for hope. So the first way is I talk myself into it. The second way is I try and see it in other people. And the third way is I try and lead others to be hopeful, which in turn works for me to find more. So first of all, I am not always a hopeful person. I would say that I'm decent at finding a silver lining, and especially in like situations of that require empathy, I'm pretty good at seeing that silver lining, but sometimes it's grasping at pretty much nothing. There are times of true discouragement when there seems to be nothing that's going right, or nothing seems to be going my way. And at these times, my best advice is to talk it out with somebody. preferably somebody that's, you know, trustworthy. Might I recommend maybe like a trusted friend or a partner or even a therapist? That's up to you. Another way I try to repattern into hope is to make up a story of what the future looks like, since, you know, the future isn't set in stone. And you can imagine it sensationally, or make it calming, or make it very practical, but make it something that resonates with you personally, especially in the moment, that applies to you in that moment. There's always room for that imagined story to have a hopeful thread somewhere. So talking yourself into it is a great example of introducing 5 minutes of play into your life. So use that imagination and talk yourself into a better vision or a better version of even just how your day is going. Like, hopefully your day in the middle of the day will not be as good as the end of the day. Or, you know, there's a hopeful thread running through your life, and you need to give yourself that chance to see it. So next, trying to see it in others for the sheer sake of being inspired to have more hope is sometimes hard, because you have to know the right kind of people to look to, right? You have to be willing to kind of curate who you're looking at for that. So I would not recommend looking at the perfectly scripted Instagram feed. So likely you're not going to find it on your feed, but and I would also not delve into people that make you feel quote unquote less than. You know, you don't want to be, this is not a time to compare. This is not trying to do anything but find inspiration. So otherwise your hopelessness is going to turn into helplessness, and then you start down that slippery slope to despair. So I've wanted to talk at length sometime about what we choose to take in. So if you're on social media, you should do, you know, regular check-ins with yourself to make sure you are leaving the platforms before you get down, like bogged down with everybody's highlight reel, or even before you enter the agree with everyone position or disagree with everyone position and get angry. So my best advice just in the social media sector is set a timer, edit your feeds often, and try and keep perspective. But trying to see it in others, a lot of, especially in quarantine, I feel like a lot of us are turning to the internet to be able to kind of gauge how the world is feeling about things. And I would say that the majority of content producers on social media platforms are normally either wanting your attention for their ego or their paycheck. So find those content producers that are worth your time and effort to stay connected. Some are not, and you can decide and be the judge. Use the mute feature on people you may be real life friends with, but don't want to hear about their MLM, or maybe hear them angry rant. Use the hide features, use the unfollow button. It's kind of a powerful one, especially if you don't know them. Specifically search for people's names who inspire you, so that the algorithms behind the screen will start kind of showing you more of those people. That's kind of a trick of curating your feed, is searching for people. So if you know that 3 friends are really inspiring in the morning, maybe before scrolling through the feed, just search their names first, and they will start to appear at the tops of your feed, just kind of automatically. It's sort of tricking the algorithm into that's exactly what you want to see. So that's exactly what it will show you. But the point is that you have the choice to see what you want and from who you want. And that applies to hope, is that you will likely not be able to see much hope in the world if the content you consume digitally or in person is not making you feel hope, love, and or inspiration. So if you're not finding it on your social media feed, either edit, curate, delete, whatever you've got to do to kind of add some more hope back in there, so that maybe in everything that you're taking in, you're taking in a little bit of hope. Okay, so one final way that I try and be hopeful is by trying to find the good to show to others. Now, a lot of times this is me as a parent kind of trying to lead, you know, well, especially recently, a despairing homeschooled child for how terrible a teacher I am, and how much they, how much they're not learning and not having a good time at this homeschool. But trying to find the good to show other people sometimes helps highlight those little things that are going right or are going well or are an acceptable outcome. And this is really only when I find myself in conversation with someone else looking for more than like a listening ear. Sometimes that's hard to tell. Or sometimes I'm directly involved in a scenario with someone where we both feel lost or hopeless. But more likely it's in a conversation or trying to cheer somebody up. So trying to find the best possible outcome and trying to help the other person feel better, or feeling as if the future is unknown, it might be unknown for the better, and take the chance to use that imagination again and find that side of optimism. So every situation might be for your good, and just try and put those rosy glasses on to see that. So here I want to take just a little bit of a tangent, and for some reason on my Amazon mixes, the song The Sound of Silence has played very frequently. I mean, we're talking multiple artists and multiple days in a row. It's just come up a lot. I don't know if maybe my kids have listened to it a lot, so it thinks that that's what I want to hear, you know, talking about algorithms. So I started trying to listen to the words. And depending on the version, it's really actually hard to hear them. So I started getting curious and looked up the words, and it seems like such a depressing song when you read through the words. So I started reading about the composers, the original composers, Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon wrote the song, and he was talking about writing it as a 21-year-old, and, you know, was just it was kind of lackluster. People wanted him to have this great breakthrough moment, and he kind of was just like, well, I was just in my bathroom and I just wrote this song because it like sounded cool. And but then later he's kind of quoted as saying, here, let me read his quote, hold on, let me find it. The inability of people to communicate with each other, and not particularly internationally, but especially emotionally. So what you see around you are people unable to love each other. So he's kind of talking about how that song, like the, I mean, was 21 when he wrote it, and with no social agenda, but just, you know, feeling feelings. And like the part of the song where it says, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence. So I think that we're all in sort of a reset period right now, and we don't really give a lot to each other as a society, because everybody's trying to, you know, talk without speaking. So like just kind of read into things, and then hearing without listening. And I think this time being at home for all of us has forced us to reset. And instead of frantically getting back to normal, you know, quote unquote, back to normal, whatever that means, we are intentionally seeing each other now. There's intention behind what's going on in the world, and people are taking the opportunity to actually see and hear and listen to each other, and also trying to be more compassionate and understanding about where people are coming from, and listening to each other and hearing each other. We have all the reason in the world to hope. I mean, humanity is really wonderful. If we let it be, if we see the good, there will be good. And if we can just help the hope along, we can all have a chance to see it and experience it and share it with our children. And I think that let's come out of this time a more hopeful instead of helpless community. And I think when we show up for others, we show up for ourselves, and vice versa. Like, and I think we are all in this world together, and we might as well work on helping each other see the light so that we can have a chance to get there together. So thank you for being with us today. It's a pleasure to share this, just a portion of your day. As a quick recap, so play has taught us a lot about hope. And by nature, we were all drawn to hope for better things, and we still are. The three ways you can look for hope in your life are, first, talk yourself into it. Second, try and see it in other people. And third, try and lead others to be hopeful, which makes you see more. And if you have someone who would love this episode or someone who needs it, please use the links in the show notes to send them to hear us, and please share it, subscribe. And we are on all major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio Podcast, and Spotify. You can ask Alexa to play it on your home speakers. And this podcast is fueled by my family's mission at the Oliver Fund to just make the world a little bit of a brighter place. And you can find us online at theoliverfund.org or on social media at The Oliver Fund, and also at Art of Play Podcast on Instagram. So we also just last week kind of solidified making a Facebook page. So it'll also be on Facebook and shareable there. And we're so grateful that you guys would take time to be with us today. And here's to leaving your weekend a little more hopeful and hopefully more happily playful. Have a good weekend, guys.